92% of all websites are porn sites. Do you know that? Only 8% of websites are non-porn sites. That statistic is alarming. Did you know that? Yeah. When I wrote the purity book, we were doing all these statistics. It's crazy. Yeah. What's that tell you? And I'm not saying that if shame was off the church that pornography would go away. I'm not stupid. I'm just saying it wouldn't have the market that it has now. It has a huge market because it's really the only people who are talking about sex who aren't ashamed of it. I mean, people who do porn are not ashamed of it. And so they're talking freely about sex, and we're like whispering it, you know, hey, I have this problem with masturbation. Oh, come over here in the corner and let's talk about it. I'm like, you can get on a website and interact with somebody who's totally going to give you the wrong answer, but totally without any shame attached to it. That's right. And so I think that the shame thing, in my mind, is a spirit. I think that shame is an evil spirit attached to a religious spirit that is perpetuating pornography in our communities. And until that thing breaks, until it breaks over our schools, until it breaks over our leaders, until it breaks over our spiritual leaders, I don't think we're really going to have a reformation in the area of sexuality. Because we're whispering things that if you read the Bible, if you read especially the Old Testament, you read the Old Testament, God shouts about sexuality. We whisper it. And it's in some back room someplace. And I think, you know, if we're not doing anything else, if we don't do anything else this week, the fact that we're standing up as adults and talking openly about sexuality, to me, that's the beginning of a revolution. And we're talking about it without shame. And the people that are coming are like, you know what, I'm going to push through this. I think, in my opinion, it takes a lot of courage to come to a conference like this because there's so much shame attached to sex in religious cultures. Yeah. And I think the world has gotten rid of the shame, and that's why they got the customers.
Wow.
I don't think they have a better message. I just think they share it without shame. And I think people want that, get that shame off of them. And so, you know, our young people, it's amazing. This generation that's coming up, they are so much more open about sex. I think it began with our generation, with the sexual revolution in the 60s. But they'll talk openly about sex with each other. They feel a lot of tension when they talk to us. And I think when we don't have any tension, we're like, yeah, well.